Good morning, guys. Welcome to a BYOB Media IE podcast. This is your host, Demaria Smith, and I'm glad you're here. I hope you keep tuning in for the future, and I appreciate you guys. And we have great content for you to listen to. We answer questions. We speak about facts, real life, events that goes on in the day today, and other things that you may see. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, BYOB Media IE and BYOB Media Promo. Thank you, guys. What's up, guys? How's it going? BYOB Media Podcast, host Demaria Smith. I'm going to just start about saying, what are you doing? Are you busy right now? Are you working? Are you creating? Are you doing something that you love to do? Are you making beats? Are you making music? Are you skateboarding? Are you making a business? Are you making clothing lines? Like, what are you doing? Are you wasting time? Are you buying things that you don't need? Are you spending money on bad habits? These are the questions that a lot of people don't ask themselves when they get a certain amount of money in their pockets or when they're out getting it fast and hustling and doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? You don't think about that because when you get the money, it's different. Once you have the money in your hand and you see $100 bills and 20s and 50s, it's like you become a different person. Like, money changes you. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I can't blame you. I can't get mad at you. You know, money's the root of all evil, but at the same time, money is what you need to survive in this world. And that's the real truth. You know what I'm saying? Are you willing to go through the consequences to get fast money? Or are you willing to take care of business and, you know, go through the process? How many of you guys really are worth, you know what I'm saying, want to wait for the process? Is you think it will be worth it? Or do you want to just, like, just get it however you can? But the only bad thing and the negative thing with that is as fast as money come, it goes. You know, because habits, well, I don't know why I set up like that or works like that. But that's just how it goes, and that's just how it is. Just feel like as soon as you get money, you got to give it up. It has to go. You can't just hold on to it forever and not spend it. You know what I'm saying? You got habits. You got the bills. You got things that need to be paid for, things that need to get done, you know? And it's crazy. It's like the world knows when you get money. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a bad thing to, you know, to borrow if you need, or a bad thing to give when it's needed. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, at the same time, what are you really using the money for? What are you really doing with the money? If you think about it, what are you spending money for? You know what I'm saying? On that, you know the money's not making no money for you. It's not, the money you're spending is not collecting interest. It's not doubling up for you. You feel me? So it's like, what things do you spend it on that you know you can limit? Like, when you go out to have fun, do you take a certain amount with you? When you go out to these places, you know what I'm saying? Really, it's up to you, though. Like, do you want to, you know, do you understand how it feels to be broke? You know, it's not a good feeling at all. When you get up, you feel me? When you have the money, you touch and it's a different feeling. You go spend it, you feel like the man. You get around a group of females, feel like the man. You feel me? It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it is what it is. You know, a lot of people grow up not having money, but when you grow up in a family that has money, you know what I'm saying, and you grow up with people around you that have money, it's a different foundation. It's a different situation. Because you're born into success, you know, so you don't really have to worry about anything. That's why, you know, it's a difference. If you really look at it, if you are able to look at both sides of the party, so the left side has money, right? Come from wealth. Then the right side is poor. Now, I would say look at the data and facts of it, like from the outside looking in. Just being able to view from left side and the right side. The left side are given better opportunities, more opportunities, and easy, quick opportunities because they're already built into that. So they know their families and stuff know how to put them in positions to be successful and win, and they stay on path. They don't talk back. They listen, and they just do what they're told. You feel me? They're like robots. They're puppets. They're being controlled. But on the right side, you have the people that see the world for what it really is. You know what I'm saying? And the stuff they have to worry about, so they're not, they don't have the tools that they need to make it because of, you know what I'm saying, not being born into it. So it's a lot of things that they don't know. So that's why it's a lot of people that are really broken in their mind. Their mind is broken. You feel me? They're broken. You know, they're like a puzzle that comes in a box. You know, you got to put the pieces together. But then on the left side is puzzles that's already been put together type thing. Somebody already gave them the tools to, you know what I'm saying, and put everything together and already had the blueprint. Versus on the right, it did it. It's harder. You know? But, I mean, it is what it is. You feel me? I mean, it's life for you if you think about it. If you had the minority that was born into success, it'll probably be a higher successful rate, as well as the white people being put in a successful home. You feel me? But we weren't born into that. So we had pretty much, we were born on the other opposite of the world to where we had to struggle and see that versus the left side. You know, it's like the left field and the right field. Left field got more players, but the better stability and better foundation. The right side has less, you feel me? But they have better skills, better tasks, better tactics. They know how to survive. People on the left don't know how to survive, you feel me? I don't know. It's just a food for thought. Feel me? Something to think about. But thank you guys for tuning in to this podcast, and hope to see you guys on the next one.